Hunter at Sunrise, 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio, and HunterAtSunrise.com.
And it is Hunter at Sunrise, acoustic, eclectic music for your Sunday morning, streaming live at HunterAtSunrise.com, WHRV.org, AltRadio.org, and on your digital radio at 89.5 WHRV HD2 Alt Radio. You know, we like to do acoustic sessions on this show, especially live ones, brought to you by Christine Wern and the Chrism Institute of Aesthetics in Virginia Beach, making passion for skincare profession. You can check out their ad at hunter@sunrise.com. And speaking of Virginia Beach, we have a gentleman who grew up in Virginia Beach on our show here this morning, but now lives elsewhere. Mr. Will Overman has come to town. How are you, sir?
I'm good. It's good to be here.
It's good to have you here. What would you like to play for us first before we get to talking here?
I'm going
to
kick things off.
You're going to kick things off.
Well, softly. I'm going to softly kick things off with a somber song that
okay.
I wrote this past spring. It's called 1,000 Frames a Second.
Excellent. Here is Will Overman here on Hunter at Sunrise.
I got a brand new camera and a brand new lens. I've been waiting for years to upgrade my kit. I had to pawn some pedals, pick up a few shifts, but hell, I'm pretty good at barely making rent. The last thing he said when I was back home, the pain didn't come from being alone. It said I never took the time to look around and see. I'd be missing, but I still see you in the kitchen, in the ghosts of the morning, dancing around your pretty soul. I'm still missing the way you could without a warning, your sundress and your dirty nails, and now the garden's overgrown. And I'm still missing. I'm still missing. Found some Kodak film of you in the rain, out of focus by Lake Champlain. I told you not to move, should've known nothing stays. Now I count these days like frames on a wall, and I ask myself how far I gotta fall in a dark room, hanging on to what I'd be. But I still see you in the kitchen, in the ghosts of the morning, dancing around your pretty soul. And I'm still missing the way you could without a warning, your sundress and your dirty nails, and now the garden's overgrown. And I'm still missing. And I'm still. Got a brand new camera and a brand new lens. I've been waiting for years to upgrade my kit, but 1,000 frames a second can't capture what I didn't catch.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys.
Will Overman here on Hunter at Sunrise. And by the way, we have this up on the internet, on Facebook, as a live event. So if you see it in your feed, please share it with your friends so everyone can see Will Overman here this morning. Well, how have you been? It's been a little while, hasn't it? Maybe
yeah.
A couple years? Maybe?
Maybe? You? Maybe a year or so?
Maybe a year or so?
Many miles.
Yes.
Nothing else.
And
yeah.
I'm losing track of time, but it feels like it's been a while. What have you been up to?
I've been up to a lot. I've been on the road a lot this past year. I'm working on a new record that's coming out early next year. So I've spent a lot of time in the studio and doing a lot of writing back in Nashville. So I've been pretty busy.
Yeah. So you're still enjoying Nashville, huh?
I am. I love Nashville. Really do. It's been a good city to me.
Well, they were hit by tornadoes not too long ago. Were you there then?
I actually was on the road, but I had buddies who lived right near where that happened. I actually had a friend whose house was hit by the tornado.
Really?
So, yeah, it's
That's new for me. I'm used to hurricanes being from Virginia Beach, but sure. Tornadoes terrify me.
They are instantaneous, aren't they? You can't see them coming like you can a hurricane.
No, not at all. You can feel it in the air, though, which is even creepier. It's weird. Yeah.
Now, that song you did, that's a new song, right?
It is, yeah.
And have you released it as a single?
No, that one's just kind of living right now on its own without a project or anything. I wrote it with a buddy of mine, Austin Plain, and I just love playing it. So it's kind of nice to have this song that's not attached to a project. It just feels good to play.
We have played Austin Plain on this show before.
He's great. He's a good buddy of mine.
Yeah, well, say hello for me. And
I will.
Tell him you ran into someone who's playing his music on the radio.
Yeah, absolutely.
To keep it up, you know. Well, tell me about this record. Is it going to be an EP or a long playing record? What are you thinking?
It's going to be a full record. So we're not sure the final count of songs yet, but it'll be at least 9 songs, if not more. And more likely probably 10 or 11. But yeah, it'll be my first full record in, I think 3 years now.
Right. I think you did Winemaker's Daughter back in 2021.
I did.
Yeah. Yep. So that was your last full length.
It was. And it's kind of hard to believe it's been that long. But I've been writing and working on this record for well over, probably close to 2 years now. So I'm really excited about it. I recorded it in Nashville, but with my guys from Virginia that I've spent, hundreds of shows with at this point. So
your band.
My guys, yeah. So they absolutely crushed it, and I'm really looking forward to getting it out there.
Well, cool. And now you're just kind of touring around a little bit. I understand you're going to be at the Virginia State Fair tomorrow.
Yeah, 7:30 p.m. tomorrow up in Doswell. That's actually the last full band show of the year, which I'm a little melancholy about. But it should be great. It's one of our biggest plays to date.
You're going to be headlining the main stage.
Heck yeah. I know, when you say it like that, that really gives it some sparkle.
Yeah. I mean, like, that means everyone's sticking around to see you.
That's the idea. I hope so. Yeah.
Well, that's great. That's great. I'm glad to see you being so successful. It's wonderful.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, what else would you like to play for us here this morning?
I'm going to play in honor of the State Fair.
Oh.
I'm going to play one about Virginia that I put out earlier this year called Virginia's for Lovers. And this is actually going to be on the new record.
Mm-hmm.
But as I always like to say when I'm playing this song live, it sounds like an anti-love song. But I adore Virginia and I miss it constantly. And it's more so just about the weird, complex love we have for where we're from. And I think it's a unique love that we can only have for the places that make us.
Well, Virginia is such a great place in the first place, I think. It has a little bit of everything.
Oh, it's wonderful. Yeah, I was surfing yesterday afternoon, and I was in the mountains last week, and I adore it.
Yeah.
I've spent many hours of my life going back and forth on 64. So.
Yeah.
So yeah, the song's kind of... It's about this place and how much I miss it and just moving forward in general.
And say what the name is again.
It's called Virginia's for Lovers. And I'm going to switch out my harps here. So if you're listening on the radio and hear metallic sounds, that's what's happening. But yeah, I put this song out back earlier this year and it's had a great response. And I appreciate everybody who's...
Do people, when you're in Virginia, call out for this song?
I think they're starting to. I haven't played a ton of Virginia dates since mm-hmm. putting this out, so...
Oh, okay.
I did play a show the other night in Harrisonburg, and people were singing along, so that's a good sign.
Excellent.
That's what you want.
Yeah.
All right.
Here's Will Overton here on Hunter at Sunrise.
Kissed you on the Potomac, loved you by the James, so can't afford Georgetown, thought you'd love me just the same. And I know when nothing's perfect, but it wasn't worth the fight. Virginia is for lovers, but I hate to meet in Ashland. Watch the trains all going by. We'd wonder where they're going with all our precious time. Now you're haunting the bars of my mid-20 nights. A little too drunk in a stupid little fight. We made out in the corner, but we didn't make it out alive. Virginia is for lovers, but I hate it tonight. Dog was flying fast. I get sad passing Bristol, watching the Blue Ridge going flat. And it's still hot as hell in Nashville. There's a cool out on the coast. I thought Tennessee's where I'd want to be, but instead I just write songs about coming home. They said Virginia is for lovers, but I hate it tonight. Virginia is for lovers, but I hate it tonight. And in the sky, lying dry, laughing and slapping. Shot starting over, but I couldn't leave you behind. We said Virginia was forever, but now we're saying goodbye. We said Virginia was forever, but now it's just an exit sign. This says Virginia is for lovers, but I hate it tonight. Virginia is for lovers, but I hate it tonight. Virginia is for lovers, but I hate it tonight. Virginia is for lovers, oh, but I hate it tonight. Yeah, I hate it tonight.
Wow.
Thank you so much.
Really nice song.
Hey, Mom, if you're watching.
Will Overman here on Hunter at Sunrise. And as he alluded to, we do have this up on Facebook right now. And if you see it in your feed, please share it with your friends so everyone can see Will here this morning. Great song about, well, it's not about, you're right, it's not about Virginia per se, but Virginia is kind of like a backdrop of that song, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's about, you know, I've been through a lot of personal change the past couple of years, and I often need a physical, like, relocation to kind of reset, and
yeah.
I think it's more so about that. And again, it's not about how much I hate Virginia, because I feel the opposite about it.
Do you have a favorite thing that happened for you when you were growing up in Virginia Beach? Something that maybe, you know, something that you might miss a lot?
Oh, man. I miss the ocean all the time. I mean, like, every day. Mm-hmm. But I miss, it's funny, I'm 30 years old, and I think I'm revisiting a lot of my past and drawing from that to write lately. And especially since my mom's watching, I miss being a kid and biking to and from my house to the beach.
Oh.
And
did you live close to the ocean?
I did. I was lucky. I lived I lived like a mile away.
And wow.
I could bike there, and summer was pretty much a beach cruiser, biking to the beach. And I remember a memory that always that kind of takes me back was like grabbing supper from home, and it was always like a Ziploc bag of shrimp my mom had marinating.
Oh, wow.
That I would grab to go cook at the beach. And so, Mom, if you're watching, that's
your mother's
core
a good,
memory.
Your mother sounds like she is a good cook.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah, wow.
Big time.
Well, we love it when you come to town. So
I love coming through. No, I came here, you know, for this. So this is really, really great. This worked out. I was in Richmond most of the week, and I'm glad I could come down here. Thank you guys for having me.
Well, you're not going to see some of your family or anything while you're here?
No, my dad's out of town, but I got to catch up with some friends, and I get to see my mom and my sister tomorrow at the State Fair.
Oh, okay. They're meeting you there.
Yeah, so
I haven't been to the State Fair in forever. There used to be a State Fairgrounds in Richmond that you went to. I think it was out. I just had the name of the road and I can't remember it anymore. But that's okay. But I don't know what it's like out in Doswell now. It used to be a fun thing to do every autumn. So I think you're going to really enjoy it. Is this the first time you played the State Fair?
It is. Yeah, this is the first time. I think the last time I was there, I played like a kind of a local artist thing like a decade ago. But the first time I ever went was with my grandpa, and he won, I think, second place for like the second largest pumpkin grown in Virginia.
Oh,
it was
right.
Like 800 pounds. So
that's cool. An 800-pound pumpkin?
Pretty much, yeah.
Well, what did he end up doing with it?
That's a great question, and I'm going to see him after this, actually. I'll ask him, what do you do with an 800-pound pumpkin?
What do you do with it? Do you cut it all out and maybe dress it up like a jack-o'-lantern?
It sounds like a hassle, because I feel like once you win the award, you're like, okay, we're done with this.
Let's put it out to the curb, and maybe they'll come and pick it up.
Yeah, I guess so. It's a lot of composting.
We're talking with Will Overman here on Hunter at Sunrise, and a reminder, we do have it up on Facebook right now as a live event. What else would you like to play for us here? We got just a little time left.
Right on. Before I jump into this, I just want to let everyone know I'll be back in town on December 4th. I'm playing at the Norva. That's why we planned it. That's what we did. Yeah.
Yes, it's Denise's and my anniversary.
Heck yeah, congrats.
Yeah.
If
we come, and that's a big if because we have plans, I think, but if we do come, I need a shout out from the stage.
Oh, absolutely. And I also understand if you aren't there. But yeah, if you're listening and want to come see me play again, I'm opening up for a great band called Born and Banjo at the Norva on December 4th. Yeah.
Is that going to be just you, or are you going to have the band with you?
That's just me. I'm doing a solo run with them and also playing the Jefferson in Charlottesville on December 5th.
So, I see.
Yeah, just me on the big stage. I'm excited about it.
Cool. What else would you like to play for us here?
This song is called Somewhere Upstate, and it's going to be on the new record.
Okay. And, do you have a name for the record yet? Yeah, I guess that comes last.
Not yet.
That comes last.
I hate naming records.
Oh, really?
It's like my least favorite thing to do. Yeah. Huh. It's like you've written the book, and then you've got to think of the title. And you're just like, yeah, it's the worst.
Wow. I didn't know that. Well, then.
So, no, I don't have a name yet, but it's coming.
Okay.
It's coming.
Okay.
Yeah, the song's called Somewhere Upstate, and it's partially about trying to feel small in nature. And I feel that when I go surfing, so it's. I was thinking about it last night when I was in the water.
Oh, okay. Here's Will Overman here on Under at Sunrise.
Time to kill, trying to fill up these days. Been talking to my therapist, and this guy, he doesn't bullshit. He said you can't go back, but you can always go back home. And I drove out to the west side, and I forgot why I came. Got lost in a cul-de-sac with your last words on my brain. You said you can't go back, but you can always come back home. I might head to West Virginia, hold up in the middle of the winter. Maybe go feel small somewhere upstate. And in her arms, my sanctuary. Now it's truck stops in January. And if I can't go back, I'm taking the long way home. There goes a lazy desert where I told you that I loved you. And it's a shame we like to travel. It then no matter how far I drive, oh, you can't go back, but you can always come back home. And I might head to West Virginia, holding up in the middle of the winter, maybe go feel small somewhere upstate. Sanctuary. Now it sure stops in January. And if I can't go back, I'm taking the long way home. It's just one bar and a million stars. No reason to call her. I don't know who you are. Two worlds apart. Man, it's really snowing. I might head to West Virginia, hold up in the middle of the winter. Maybe I'll go feel small somewhere upstate. In her arms, my sanctuary. Now it sure stops in January. And if I can't go back, I'm taking the long way home. Might head to West Virginia, hold up in the middle of the winter. Maybe go feel small somewhere upstate. In her arms, my sanctuary. Now it sure stops in January.
Sunrise, man, we really appreciate you taking time out from your Sunday to come here on the show again. It's always good to see you, Will.
Yeah, you guys too. Thanks for having me back. I appreciate y'all.
Well, I wish you the best with your show tomorrow at the Virginia State Fair in Doswell. Maybe there's some people here in the audience that want to go up there and check out your band.
Come on.
He's the he's the headliner of the main stage up there, so he should be easy to find, I would imagine.
I think so. I think so. Yep.
Well, again, thank you so much for coming in here today, and also good luck with the album that you're getting ready to release next year.
Thank you. I'm sure it'll be in your inbox as soon as we're ready.
Excellent. That's good. I love to hear that. Will Overman here on Hunter at Sunrise.